Hello and welcome to the Thursday, January 3rd, 2013 edition of the Sands and its Stumps and its Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Over the last couple days, whenever I talked about the Internet Explorer survey, I mentioned how useful the Microsoft Enhanced Mitigation Experience toolkit is in order to prevent these kind of exploits. Now, the toolkit itself, again, it does not necessarily fix the vulnerability, but makes it harder to exploit them by detecting a number of exploitation techniques, like, for example, heap spraying, which is used in this last vulnerability tool. Exploited. Now, we do have a new diary now. In case you still had a doubt, this is actually a guest diary by TJ O'Connor, and he's going into a lot of detail why this EMET is so useful and how it protects against some of these exploits. In particular, he's using Metasploit to target Internet Explorer 8 using just this vulnerability we are all worried about. The great thing about this exploit mitigation experience toolkit is that it does not just protect against this one vulnerability, but it really protects a number of exploit techniques. So it may actually protect against future Saturday vulnerabilities that we don't even know about yet. So take a look at the diary if you haven't yet applied the toolkit, certainly worthwhile looking at it. Also, some of these techniques are implemented as standard in Windows 8. Now then, with the new year, we of course always have a number of new laws that become effective. This year, one law that's being considered in a lot of jurisdictions, including a couple of states here in the United States, as well as on a national level, are laws to protect employees' social networking accounts. It has happened in a couple of cases where employers did ask for social networking usernames and passwords in order to monitor activity in social networking accounts, as well even as in interviews where you applied for a job and you were asked to provide access to your social media account in order to be able to judge your character. Now, these kind of practices have drawn a lot of criticism, of course, but now there is some actual law that protects users. We had a couple being passed last year, like Maryland, Delaware, and New Jersey, I believe, have it already on the books, Michigan too. But with the new law, Illinois and California are added to this list of jurisdictions. Now, what it typically means is that you don't have to provide access to any private content on social media websites. However, the employer is still free, of course, to log into a social media account and check what you make available publicly. So double check those privacy settings. Of course, also Googling for your name and such is still, of course, considered legal. And clickjacking is in the news again. This time, Luca from Nibble Security looked at how, in particular, Google Chrome is vulnerable to clickjacking on sites that do not set the X frame options header. He looked at a couple of well-known sites, like, for example, Google support forums, Microsoft profile, and Yahoo, and was able to extract some information that users submitted to these sites using clickjacking. Again, this is sort of a mix of how Google Chrome actually addresses the clickjacking problem and the website not using the X-frame options header. The X-frame options header is probably at this point the best way to prevent a clickjacking, in addition, of course, to various JavaScript tricks that you may see. But with the X-frame options header, if the browser supports it, it will not be possible to actually frame the site, which of course is necessary for clickjacking to work. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.